God is so good to us. Amen. His blessings are so rich and so real. Amen. Glory to his name. He's a supplier of our needs. The Bible said, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's able today to supply every need that we have in our heart, our life. Do that which is exceedingly above all we ask or think, according to the power of God that works within us. Amen. We say a lot of time, we got to put it in God's hand. And a lot of expressions are easy to say, but they ain't always that easy to fulfill. Amen. But God will give us grace, and God will give us strength, and God will give us the power to overcome in every situation if we stand true to God. I've seen times that didn't know what else to do. And the Bible said when you've done all to stand, simply just stand. Amen. Just stand firm and stand true. Don't let the Lord's thoughts go out of your mind, but keep the Lord's thoughts in your heart. Keep his word. Bible said we hid the word of God. The psalmist said he hid the word of God in his heart that he would not sin against God. Amen. And if we keep those words in our heart and we keep the things of the Lord, Bible said bring every thought, even every thought, because the enemy can put thoughts there. Make sure they're God's thoughts. And the enemy can put thoughts there, and the Bible said bring every thought into subjection according to the word of God. Take it the word of God. What does the word of God say? This is the yardstick. This is the measuring stick. This is the book that we'll be judged by. Amen. God's not going to pull out another book and say, well, these are the regulations, but it's going to be this word that you and I have in our hearts. Amen. And that's the word that we're going to be judged by. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint your word. Anoint the preaching of the cross. Anoint it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach for a few minutes today on the subject of the cross. Amen. And I've been enjoying the services here. We've not busted the building full yet. We had some meetings had pretty good crowds in. And it's, up and down crowd, and it's the summer season. It's going to be that way. And we're knowing that God's going to pull everything together, and we're going to have the kind of crowd we need to make this worship center a success for him. Souls are being reached. The gospel has been sent forth out of here around the world, and we're reaching the medias throughout our radio listeners, amen, local and abroad and throughout the United States and the world. And God is going to accomplish. Only heaven will tell us what all that is accomplished. So I've got a greater vision than just what I see in the pew or just what I see here, even though I want to see as many people as I can because they represent souls. I spoke to a guy today at lunch, and he simply said, he needed the Lord. He needed a church. And I gave him the address and told him when the services was. And he said, I've tried to work my life out, and I can't do it. I need the Lord. Amen. He needs help. Amen. And that's what it takes. It takes the Lord. Well, in Matthew, in the 27th chapter, several verses of this, but this is the story of the cross in verse 21. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye have I to release unto you? They said, Barabbas. And the word goes on to say, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Amen. Verse 23 said, and the governor said, why? What evil has this man done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but they had rather a triumph was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. In other words, he made it clear. He seen no reason this man should be crucified. He wanted him to be released. He come back again, and they said, let him be crucified. Verse 25, then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. They don't know what they said when they said that. Amen. To this day, they're still paying for it. They're still scattered all across the world, and they've been killed by the millions, and all the blood is went back and laid upon their children for generations and generations. And God's going to give them one more opportunity, the Jew. He's going to give them one more opportunity to come to him. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scorned Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus unto the common hall and gathered him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed their knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. Verse 32. And as they came out, they found a man, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, which is to say, a place of the skull, they gave him vinegar drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And setting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head an accusation written, this is Jesus, the King of the Jew. And it goes on to say, then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. This is the story of the cruel crucifixion. Now, he could have called 10,000 angels. He could have stopped this. I believe he was all God, but he was all man. The Bible said he had to lay down a portion of his glory to come to this earth. And that in that sense, he had was in the body of a man, that he would feel the pain, the suffering. And all that they did to him, he felt that as a man, as a human being, just like you and I would today. But also within him was that which was God, but he chose to be obedient unto the cross. Amen. Then the Word of God goes on to say in, let's go to John in the, I want to go to the 19th chapter, and here in verse 17, 19 and 17. Amen. Goes on to say, and he bearing his cross went forth unto a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew word Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, and either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote, well, this is what he wrote over the cross, and the writing saying, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jew. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. It goes on to say, then said the chief priest and the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what have I written? I have written. Amen. Verse 23. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat, Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. There again, this is the accountation of what was done to him. Amen. He was mocked. He was crucified. He was beaten. Amen. And as we go on through the scriptures, it will give us a point blank situation of what happened. And I'm telling you today, amen, if you have never studied out the depth of the cross, you need to take heed and you need to study it out. In Philippians, in the second chapter, in verse 5, Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, here it discusses that, and it declares, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no retribution, and took upon them the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. He chose to come to this earth, to enter into the body of a man. He knew what his purpose was and what his cause was. And being formed in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Let's stop there a minute and look at this. If it had been you or I, we'd been helpless. Amen? I want you to put yourself for a minute in his position. Here he had the power to stop it. He had the power to speak whatever he spoke out of his mouth, he was able to fulfill. This is the one that all things have been created by him and through him. He was the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. His hardest battle was enduring this thing. Amen. If they come in here and hand tie one of us and hog tie us, old saying goes, and lead us out over here and beat us and execute us, there ain't much we can do about it. But here he was in the likeness of a man, in the body, the physical body of a man, but he was God, amen, manifested in the flesh, and he had the power, amen. Think about the Garden of Gethsemane, when his disciples actually went to sleep while he agonized, and he prayed, and the Bible said he went a little further, amen. He made up his mind, I'm going to do this even if they go to sleep. Even if I don't have nobody stands with me, I'm going to do this because this is the purpose and this is the cause of what I came here to do. Amen. This was which that Isaac looked up to his daddy and said to Abraham, Daddy, the fire, the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham, prophetic utterance uttered down through the eons of time, God will provide for himself a lamb. This was the hour. This was the lamb. Amen. And he chose to be obedient to the cross. Amen. Then if we go a little further, we go to Hebrews in the 12th chapter. And we find in verse 2 of the 12th chapter, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It started with Jesus. He will be the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead. Amen. It'll finish up with Jesus. Amen. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Amen. For the joy that was set before him, he, while we were yet in our sins, the Bible said Christ died for us. Amen. He looked at the joy of this thing. He looked at all the men that would come to know him. He looked at all the men that would be redeemed and be saved by his grace. And for the joy of it, amen, that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, amen. You wouldn't have liked it. He didn't like it. The Bible said despising the shame, and is set down on the right-hand side of the throne of God. Forevermore, the Bible says, to make intercessions for you and I. Amen. It started at Calvary. Amen. He was able to fulfill. Amen. He said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down. I take it up again. Amen. Of my own accord. Amen. And that which he did, he said, so shall, amen, the Son of God be in the heart of the earth for 3 days. Amen. three nights, but on what? Amen. On the third day, amen, he's going to rise, amen. Glory to God. He's going to come forth, amen, and victorious. That's the reason when they went to the tomb, they said, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He's not here, but he has risen, amen. He's ascended on high and sitting on the right hand side of the Father. And there today he is, full of grace and full of glory. Amen. And he's coming back again, and no man will smite him again. He's coming back again. No man will bind him again. No man will take him to a cross. No man will lead him up the Via del Rosa, the way of the cross. No man will deliver him to be executed or persecuted. For he is the Son of God. And he will come back in his full power and glory. And said, the Bible said, even the brightness of his coming will consume them. They that look upon him will be consumed by the brightness of his coming. His enemies will be consumed. Amen. We have to go to Isaiah. And if we go to Isaiah 53 and 5. Well, let's back up to the first verse. Isaiah chapter 53. Amen. And it says, who has believed our report? I love this section of scripture. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. For he shall grow up before him a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground, he has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, amen, and we esteemed him not, amen. Bible says in the condition where that he was and what they put him through, there was no comeliness. There was nothing that anybody would look and say, you know, is this the Son of God? Amen. But he had to go through this. And verse 4 said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Thank God that what he did on Calvary, we don't have to bring a lamb, or we don't have to bring a dove or a bullock, or we don't have to bring a little calf or heifer to an altar, that we can go directly to the Holy of Holies, directly to God, and our transgressions have been forgiven. He was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is the children's bread. We've got the right today to be healed. Nobody but the children of the Lord's got the right, and we sing that song a lot of times. And we got the right, amen. We have to take authority over the devil and the adversary and the powers of the wicked one. We have to take authority, and we've been given authority through Jesus Christ, amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. In other words, all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Every one of us, amen, was worthy of death. Every one of us, amen, have sinned, and God has laid upon him this iniquity of all. The Bible said God could not even look upon his own son at that moment. He could not look upon him because he bore all of your sins and all of my sins and all the sins of all that would come and call upon his name. Amen. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. This is what he did for you and I. This is what he did for the purpose of mankind. He paid the price, become the propitiation, the price that you and I could not pay, the price that you and I have not the ability to pay. No one could pay that price unless it be the Son of God. Amen. Then in Ephesians, let's go there to Ephesians for just a minute. And in Ephesians, in the second chapter of Ephesians, in verse 16, it says these words: "And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slayed the enmity thereby." Amen. This work that he did on Calvary for is the reason the Bible said, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, I will bring also." Here he died for the Jew. He died for the Gentile. That covers you and I. And until the Gentile, the time of the Gentile, Luke the 21st chapter, be fulfilled, amen, then at that time it goes back to the Jew. But in that day, amen, they will be one fold. There won't be no difference between the Jew, the Greek, the Hebrew, or the Gentile. They'll all be the same. The work of Calvary brought that about. Amen. The work of Calvary. People say, well, the Jews, God's chosen people. We're God's chosen people too, because we've been drafted in contrary to nature. And the Bible said if God drafted us in contrary to nature, how much more is he going to bring the Jew back in once it's brought back to one fold? Amen. What a time that's going to be. Amen. Amen. It's winding up. This thing is about, amen, to wind up. Now, what can we do? We couldn't bear the pain. We couldn't die on the cross. We couldn't do any of these things. But he assigns to you and I, he assigns this understanding that we, according to Matthew the 10th chapter and in verse 38 of the 10th chapter, "And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Amen. We bear the cross of Calvary. When we go out into the world, amen, we bear the cross of Calvary. If we was having a ritual party here today, you couldn't get in the building. Amen. If you here today, amen, we was, on some understanding that, you didn't have to be saved, you didn't have to go through any of this thing about the cross, amen, and we said just come join our religious club, and that's what 88% of the American church people membership is, a church club. 88% of the people that go to church have a church club, a religious club, and they do not know salvation. Amen. 88% of the preachers preaching in the pulpits of the American churches don't believe in the message of the cross. Amen. And if you don't have the cross, you don't have life. If you don't have the cross, you don't have anything. And he said we must bear that. Amen. Preachers have found out if they preach the cross and go by the ways of the cross, they're persecuted. That's carrying the cross when you're persecuted for his name's sake. Then in John in the 16th chapter in verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." Boy, that's the one that gets a lot of people. Amen. They can go along with anything. They can even give you $5 every once in a while. But, buddy, they can't deny themselves. Amen. Men say, "I'm going to have what I want," and they don't care what. Amen. And that's the way the flesh is. Flesh is going to please flesh. And it will not please God, because the Bible said those that dwell in the flesh is enmity against God. And the flesh ain't even subject to God. Amen. If you're going to walk in the flesh, your flesh ain't even going to try to serve God. It's only through going to the cross and the work of the cross in your life. Amen. Glory to God. And take up the cross and follow him. Then in Mark, amen, this verse of scripture in Mark in the 10th chapter in verse 21. 10 and 21. A lot of scriptures, amen. But I want to base it not on what I tell you. I want to base it on what the Word says. Mark 10 and 21. Then Jesus behold him loved and said unto him, one thing thou likest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and take up thy cross and follow. Amen. Take up the cross and follow me. Here this was the rich young ruler, young leader, amen. And he had great riches, and this reason that it was hard for him. And 22, he said, he was sad at that saying, and went away grievous, for he had great possessions. He was not willing to take up the cross. He was not willing to follow him. In closing, I simply want to say to those that by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands that listen to this message, are you willing to take up your cross and follow him? Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to ask Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, to come into your heart and save you and redeem you and give you eternal life? Only through acknowledging him, only through the blood of Jesus can you be purged. Amen. And he will do the work, amen, in your life. But you've got to let him. Amen. And I ask you today, are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to take up the cross and follow him? God grant it to the uttermost. Save, deliver, set free is our prayer. Work these works that, Lord, that we ministered from Isaiah 53:1-8. And, Lord, fulfill that in the hearts and the lives. And let people realize the work of the cross was redemption. And we have been forgiven. And now it's our responsibility to take up that cross and to follow you, Lord. Grant it, Lord, as you heal, as you deliver and set free, is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God is a good God. Amen.